The NATO meeting is planned just 3 days before a December 10th deadline set by the United Nations to come up with some kind of resolution on Kosovo. That's unlikely to happen since talks between Kosovo and Serbian politicians have collapsed, and Kosovo's Albanian majority wants to declare independence from Serbia. Defense expert Thomas Vlasic says the key question for NATO is not whether it will maintain its 1,600-man peacekeeping force in Kosovo after December 10th, but just what kind of role it will play.
Right now, NATO allies should have run through all the possible scenarios of what could happen in Kosovo on the assumption there will be a unilateral declaration of independence, and NATO should be fully preparing along with the EU and the UN for all the possible scenarios.
Vlasic, an analyst at the London-based Center for European Reform, says those scenarios include how to deal with violence and refugees following a likely independence declaration by Kosovo. But he says NATO is not getting clear instructions about what its role should be for member nations. Afghanistan is another stumbling block. The United States has asked NATO members to beef up their commitment there, with little response, Vlasic notes.
It is an incredibly frustrating process. To the NATO Secretary General, it is an incredibly corrosive process for the cohesion within the alliance. There is a number of allies, the Dutch, the Canadians, the Brits, who rightly feel that they are not being given enough solidarity.
The Brussels talks will also mark the first time the foreign ministers meet with their counterpart, Sergei Lavrov, of non-member Russia, since Moscow suspended its participation in the Conventional Forces in Europe treaty that deals with arms deployment in the region. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.